Chapter 1. Sam, Wallace Compound, Unicoi, Tennessee, Day 26. Sam Wallace glanced around the classroom. The last time he'd been to their compound's classroom, it had been the room they used for their concealed carry classes. Now, maps and duty rosters accompanied the pistol parts diagrams and gun safety posters on the walls, and the classroom chairs and tables were stacked in the corner to make room for pallets of supplies. He studied a list of names written on a whiteboard hanging on the wall by the door. The compound had never been designed to accommodate so many people. He'd known more people would show up at the gate eventually, but nothing had gone as planned, and the group's population had grown quickly during the 3 weeks he'd been gone on his trip to Atlanta. During that time, Lauren had accomplished a lot to help the residents of Unicoi to survive. He was so proud of his wife. If he had been here, maybe he could have prevented Nigel Corbin's attack and Ralph's coup, and the work she'd started might have continued. Vince had held things together at the compound and done a great job of implementing their plans. From what Sam could see in the short time he'd been home, the core group had brought family and friends with them, which hadn't been part of the plan, but extra hands meant they were ahead of schedule building their perimeter defenses. Having a wall and enough people to defend the compound was likely why they hadn't been attacked, yet. In addition to inspecting the wall and evaluating the guard schedule and training, Sam intended to concentrate his efforts on physical security improvements to further strengthen their compound as much as possible. Sam picked up a binder from a table at the head of the room and flipped through it. The plan would need to be modified and updated with what they'd learned since the lights went out. In addition to the defenses, obtaining food would need to be a major priority for the group. They were supporting 3 times as many people as they'd planned. The stored food wouldn't last a year, as they'd originally thought, and they couldn't rely on food from the gardens to see them through the winter. Bringing Cody Carmen on board to lead their hunting parties was a smart move on Lauren's part. Cody had helped her get Charlie out of Knoxville on the day of the EMP attack, and Sam was grateful for that, and that he'd agreed to stay with their group. His previous hunting and fishing guide skills were now invaluable to them. But the wild game was getting scarce with so many people hunting. They had to find another solution. The cattle, sheep, chickens, and other farm animals on his and Vince's farms would barely be enough for their family. How were they going to feed nearly 65 people? Sam stared out the window at 2 children and a woman stacking sandbags around another building. They needed to continue the HESCO walls around his and Vince's farms and move people over there as well. Every inch of soil would need to be planned for gardens, livestock, hay, and living quarters. As they cleared more land, the trees they cut down would be milled, and the leftover pieces would be cut and split for firewood. He needed to talk to his neighbors. They hadn't always been supportive of having a gun range on their ridge, but Sam knew them to be fair-minded people. State Senator Ryan Phelps, Wallace Compound, Day 26. Phelps was impressed by the security measures the Wallaces had made to their community. Barbed wire-topped 12-foot HESCO-type, dirt-filled perimeter barriers and a heavy-duty solid steel gate at the entrance would dissuade the average attacker. It would likely even prevent an attack by a well-armed and trained group, like the one Phelps was attempting to assemble to take down Preston Corbin. The Wallace group was integral to that plan. Phelps just had to find a way to convince the Wallace group to join them. "Are you going to invite me into Camp Wallace?" State Senator Ryan Phelps asked, staring up at Mayor Wallace's brother-in-law, Vince. Vince nodded to the gate guard, and the woman raised a heavy steel bar and pushed open the heavy gate. Phelps and his security detail stepped through, leaving his driver and the other vehicle with his security personnel outside the fence. The interior of the compound resembled a military base in a war zone,